Lisa Davis. If you are watching these clips, you will see that I am outside because it has been gray, 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 gray for weeks and weeks. It's finally sunny and I have to be outside. I'm joined by the fantastic Kayla Capiello. Time for Cooking with Kayla. Hey,
hi,
Kayla.
Hi. Yeah. It's so nice out.
Right? Because you have similar weather to me, right?
Were
you?
It's 75 and sunny. And as you know, I'm training for my 10 miler and I literally have been running every training run inside. So today I ran 9 miles outside.
It's only 59 here, but it feels on my deck. I don't know what's going on. It's concentrated. I feel like it's 75. It's so nice. How's the training going?
It's going. It's always such a change when you move from running on a treadmill to running like outside in the outdoors. And I remember last year when I was training for the same run, that first long run outside was so hard. And this morning, like I was thinking the same thing. I was like, oh, this is so hard. I know I can run 10 miles on the treadmill, but like then switching to the 10 miles outside is such a change. So for the rest of the month, I'm only running outside runs just so when May comes around, I'm ready.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, what are we making today? Or what are we talking about making today?
So today we're talking about my Tuscan cast iron chicken breast skillet, and it is made with rice and some veggies, and it's super easy. Obviously, I'm addicted to these one pan meals lately, so this definitely falls into that category.
You know, my husband would, well, so long story short, a friend of ours, he's from Africa, and he is the most amazing cook in the world. And he came over one day and made a bunch of food. And my husband was watching the way he cooked the chicken and got the pan really hot first and then seared it. And my husband started doing that. And I was like, why didn't we know this years ago?
It's a game changer.
Isn't it? So talk to us about that.
For sure. Well, I feel like when I was younger, everyone just like baked their chicken. Like there was nothing like special about it. And I feel like the cast iron skillet, like you're saying, if you sear it on both sides and then you can either finish it on the stovetop or finish it in the oven, but it gives it like, this nice crunchy texture on top.
That's amazing.
So that's exactly what I did here. I took my cast iron skillet and I put a little olive oil, but you can use any oil you want. Sometimes I use avocado oil, but literally whatever oil you like to work with. I put my 2 chicken breasts. I pounded them first, but you put them on the bottom. And then you cover them with the seasoning. So for this one, I specifically used paprika. I used garlic powder, salt, and pepper. Mm. Flipped it over, did the seasoning on the other side. And then exactly like you're talking about, I popped it on the stovetop and I did 2 to 3 minutes seared, like very hot on each side.
Good. Yeah.
And then once that was done, I like to meal prep. So I like to make rice at the beginning of the week. I like to make some peppers and onions, maybe in bulk for one meal. So I have them left over for another meal. So that's exactly how this recipe kind of came to be. I had leftover rice. I had leftover peppers and onions. So I combined them and added some tomato paste. Mm. And then I added that to the skillet once the chicken was done searing.
Okay.
The little pockets around the chicken.
Right.
I covered it all with vegan Parmesan cheese and just baked it in the oven. And it came out great.
Oh,
the chicken was like really juicy, obviously like crispy on the edges. It helped heat that leftover rice that I had added the tomato paste to. So it got a lot of flavor in it versus like when I first made the rice, it was just, you know, plain. Like unseasoned rice, I would serve, you know, with whatever we were making. So it really makes it feel like a complete dish. You have the peppers. It matches back to the paprika on the chicken. Mm-hmm. You can use vegan Parmesan cheese. If you're eating dairy, you can use regular Parmesan. But it's really like such a simple recipe, especially if some of these components are already made.
That sounds great. Now, did you say there's vegetables in it too?
Yeah, I put peppers and onions in it.
Peppers and onions. Okay. I don't even think, my brain is like, was there broccoli? No, that wouldn't work. That's so a rough week, Kayla, I'll just
say. I dice them up into small little pieces, but you can also slice them if you like more of like the long strips. I also diced up a tomato as well. I had tomatoes left over from a different recipe, and I was like, I'm probably not going to use them in anything else. Mm-hmm. So I just threw them into this as well to give it some moisture and some like fresh tomato flavoring.
Right.
Because the tomato paste is obviously concentrated and it's not fresh.
Yeah.
So I wanted to match back those flavors together, but you can really add any vegetables you want. So if you like peas, if If you want broccoli, you could probably add broccoli.
I just momentarily forgot that onions and peppers are vegetables.
You can also add anything like eggplant, any kind of squash, because if you used eggplant, it would be a similar flavor profile to if you made like an eggplant parmesan.
Right.
You know, the tomatoes, the eggplant, if you have the chicken in there, you can also make this recipe with pasta. If you don't want to be using rice and you have like some pasta sitting around, basically the chicken is 3/4 of the way cooked before you're putting it in the oven. So whatever component you're adding to the skillet, you just additionally want it to be cooked. The oven is just to warm it. Oven should not be to like cook your pasta from scratch or cook your rice from scratch.
Now, is there any garlic in this?
Yeah, I added garlic powder to my chicken.
Okay.
If you have regular minced garlic, you can just mix it in either to the olive oil you put on the bottom of the pan before you put the chicken in. So then it's the olive oil and the garlic, minced garlic cooking together. Or you can totally skip the garlic if you're like not a garlic person or you're following like any kind of diet that doesn't have garlic. Same thing with the onions. You can totally skip the onions if you're following like some restricted diet that doesn't call for onions. If you don't have tomato paste or fresh tomatoes, you can use any kind of jarred tomato sauce. You can use any kind of canned tomato sauce that's unseasoned and add your own seasoning. Mm-hmm.
Right. Do you hear Ben? Can you see Benji?
Yes.
There he is. And there's Blue.
Oh, yeah.
I just, you know, people are like, what is that thumping sound? But anyway, that sounds really good. And it doesn't have to be too tomato-y. Like, I like tomatoes in like a meat sauce or a pasta sauce.
So it's pretty muted. Like, you're not going to add an entire jar of tomato sauce where the rice is like swimming in it.
Right.
You want to add enough just so it changes the color of the rice. So you want to see like that red, yellow, orangey flavor. You don't want it to be like a sauce.
Okay.
You just want the rice to have like some extra flavoring. And if you don't have leftover rice, you know, like I had it left over from a different meal, so I used my leftovers here. But if you're making this for the first time and you don't have leftover rice hanging around, you can always use microwavable rice. You can use frozen rice. You can use instant rice. Any of these options, you just want the rice to be fully, it doesn't have to be hot. It just has to be like already cooked and fluffy to add to the dish.
You know, for people who missed that episode where you were talking about making a bunch of rice and freezing it yourself. Yeah. I still need to do that because
that's so easy.
It saves money and time.
It does. Andrew did it last night for us. We made kind of like an at-home like Chinese food takeout version.
Nice.
And he made probably half the pack of, we had sushi rice hanging around. So I was like, just use that. We're making Chinese anyway. But then he made half the pack and then we were able to freeze like 2 or 3 smaller portions of it. So then next week, if we want poke bowls for lunch or if we want to make a different like takeout Chinese food idea, we don't have to sit through the process of like making all that rice all over again. So we usually do it on Sunday or Monday. And then we'll have it like for the rest of the week or just for like 1 or 2 other meals. So we're not eating rice every day, but you're also like not cooking from scratch every single day.
No, that is really great. So tell us how we get this recipe, Kayla.
Sure. So this one is going to be on my meal prep plan this week. If you are a subscriber already, you know that it's on Substack. It is my Monday recipe coming up, and then there'll be 5 or 4 other recipes. This will be the 5th one that you receive that week. Head over to Substack, and you can find me under Kayla Capiello. You can also find me at KaylaCapiello.com and on any social media at Kayla Capiello.
Kayla, you're awesome. Everybody keep coming back to Health Power 5 days a week, every Wednesday, Cooking with Kayla. Everybody have a great day. Thanks so much.
Well, that's it for our show today. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you. And we would appreciate it if you could please rate and review and leave a comment, because the more you engage with our podcast, the more you will find it and help other people find it wherever they listen to their podcast. So be sure to follow us. I'm at Andrea Donsky and at Naturally Savvy. And Lisa?
At Lisa Davis MPH.
Thank you so much. And please share this episode, because the more you share shows you care. We'll see you next time.